Praise the Lord. I was listening to go 5-4-3-2-1. Don't tell me that was like the 5-4-3-2-1 before we got started. How are you guys doing tonight? I mean, yeah, when we started this, it's been a lot busier than the last times. And I know for a lot of folks, this is a schedule that's been more aggressive than their normal schedule. But it looks to me like people have held up all right. Something to praise the Lord about. Amen?
Amen.
You know, we're talking about enduring hardness. That's the theme this week. And one of the things is, I remember when I used to play sports as a kid, Phil and I were chatting about this the other day. And one of the things is, when I played on teams that were really outstanding teams, and I happened to play on a number of them, the one thing we did is, when we were practicing and the like, we never ended up getting to do what we wanted to do. We always had to go through the drills and go through a whole bunch of different things so that then when we were out there, and it really mattered, we were ready. See, and a part of enduring hardness, we talked about, Davey talked about how we have to humble ourselves. Do you ever think about the fact that enduring hardness, a big part of enduring hardness is being willing to be humbled? I mean, because humility and humbleness is something we generally seek to avoid. But it talked about last year, he was talking about how, you know, they received not the love of the truth. And the people who received not the love of the truth, he sent unto them strong delusion. And it's a fight to receive the love of the truth, because to receive the love of the truth is a choice. It's nothing other than a choice. And that's what we have before us right now and this week. We each have a choice. Are we going to receive that love of the truth? Because if we do, then all the good things of God are here for us. I was reading with Dave over here earlier today out of Proverbs, where it talked about, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity, and you scorners scorning, and you that hate knowledge and the like. And what the concept was is that they'd heard it before. How long? How long? It says, turn ye at my reproof, and I will pour my spirit out unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. That's the promise to each and every one of us here this week. Let's get it. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's turn it over to these guys. May the Lord bless you, folks.
Greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful the situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the side of the hill, city of the great King. The joy of the world. Here's Mount Zion on the side of a road, the city of the great King. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the world. Is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great King. Rise above the sun, to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name
Jehovah-Jireh. My provider is grace, it's sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah-Jireh. My provider is grace, it's sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches and glory. He will give his angel charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace, is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace, sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace, sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace, sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches in glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Hey Cheryl, can you up your transposition a couple notches there? We get back to E minor.
Oh, that might help.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Shall we try this again?
We're fine. We'll go on to the next one. You ready? There we go.
Maybe raise it up a notch.
Have a little more volume. You guys want more volume? We want more volume.
Oh, wake, O Israel, put up thy slumber, for the sun shall make you free. For out of Zion comes my Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Out of the furnace of much affliction I have chosen thee, behold, and so for I am. I give you silver, and the brass I give you gold. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Awake, O Israel, put out thy slumber, for the sun shall make you free. For out of Zion comes my Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, I will sing like David said. When the Spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, I will sing like David said. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing like David said. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing.
Let's clap.
The Spirit of the Lord is in my heart. I will clap like David Christ.
will clap, I will clap, I will clap, my favorite clap.
When the Spirit of the Lord,
let's shout.
I will shout like David shout.
Hey, hey.
When the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, I will shout like David shout.
Hey, hey.
I will shout, I will shout, I will shout like David shout.
Hey, hey.
I will shout,
I will shout, I will shout
like David shout. When the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, I will praise like David praised. When the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, I will praise like David praised. I will praise, I will praise, I will praise like David praised. I will praise, I will praise, I will praise.
Let's sing that again.
When the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, I will praise like David praised. When the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, I will praise like David praised. I will praise, I will praise, I will praise like David praised. I will praise, I will praise. Praise my favorite praise. When the Spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, I will praise like David praised. When the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, I will praise like David praised. Oh, I will praise, I will praise, I will praise like David praised. I will praise, I will praise, I will praise like David.
Give the Lord a cheer.
Well, I think I could have just kept praising the Lord. And the truth be told in that is because Davey told me I was coming up and starting. So I was extremely nervous about it. But, you know, the Lord is good. And one of the things that really hit me really strong when Sue was up here today was Davey was willing to love her enough to show her that she had pride. And nobody in all those other churches wasn't willing to do that. And that's something special. And that's what the Lord has called us to do. And I just want to turn to Matthew real quick. Matthew 10. Oh, yeah, sit down. Yeah, I thought, yeah. Sure, absolutely. And I want to look at verse 37. He that loveth the father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. And I looked at that. I was looking at that today. And I was like, if Davey hadn't made that choice to love the Lord more than others, then he wouldn't have been able to do what he did. I mean, the truth be told, you know, we can go to John 15, where he says, without me you can do nothing. where's the source of that true agape love? It comes from the Lord. That's where it comes from. And that's where we get it from. But first, it's love God, love one another. And the truth of the matter in that is that you cannot love one another unless you're loving the Lord first. I mean, because I tell you, I can't in this flesh love any one of you. It's not in me. So if I'm to love one and every single one of you more than my own life, I first got to lay everything down and love Him first. Because that direction and that spirit of love comes from Him and Him only. He was that prime example where He laid down His life for us while we were yet enemies. We love Him because He first loved us. And I know one of the... And I know that that's what it takes, is putting Him above all things to do anybody any good out there. Because it's His love and His Spirit that does the work. That's all I have for it. I'm done.
That was quick. I'm sitting back there in La La Land enjoying it and not even ready. What do we got here? The altar of Kleenex? Got to educate some of these children. Don't put a Kleenex box on the altar unless you're going to sacrifice it. And from what I've seen from some of you all in here today, there could be some sacrificing going on. The Lord's been blessing us. Amen. The Lord's blessed me. Philip's talking about laying down your life, and that takes me somewhere which I wasn't prepared to go, but I'm going to go there. Revelations. And I think it's chapter 12. Now, here in chapter 12, he's talking about Satan being cast out of heaven along with his angels. Now, don't confuse this with Lucifer being cast out in the beginning. That was Lucifer. He was cast out onto the earth in front of the kings and the people and destroyed and became the devil. And that devil and those angels have been fighting against God in His heaven ever since. And here he's talking about a group of people. And I'm going to start with verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Now has come. And then it goes on. And they, that's those that are saved in heaven, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, You get the first one, the blood of the Lamb. But that's not the end of it. See, that's just the beginning. If you receive the blood of Jesus and you hold it to yourself, you perish. I preached years ago a little sermon that I heard a Roman Catholic priest preach one time. I'd been ministering to this guy, and I heard him preach this little story. He said, in Israel, there is a sea. Fish are abundant in its waters. Birds fly in the air above it, make their nests in the trees on the banks. Children play and swim in the water. And then there's another sea. And that sea is dead. There's no fish swimming in the waters. There's no life around the shores. It's called the Dead Sea. That first sea is called the Sea of Galilee. And there is a river that flows called the River Jordan, also the River of Life. It flows down into the Sea of Galilee. And all the water that the Sea of Galilee receives, it passes out. It sends it out. And the Dead Sea receives of that water, but it holds it to itself and dies. Jesus Christ died on the planks. He died on the cross to give you life, to give you life abundantly. And if you go forth and you receive that, but then you keep it to yourself, you become as a dead sea, lifeless. You're dead. You walk around and you talk, but you just don't know you're dead. When you love yourself, when you care about yourself, when you're more concerned with how you feel and your comfort and what makes you feel good than you are those around you, you're as the Dead Sea. And you die. I know that everyone in here can think of someone they've known that was like that. Some of us in here can actually think of areas in our lives where we can be like that if we're not already like that. Amen, Brother Richard. That's the truth. The word of your testimony is where you take that great gift of God and pass it through to others. And that's what gives you life abundantly. That's what brings life to you. When you share what God has given you with other people. And the most important thing that He has given you is love. No greater thing. There's no greater thing than love. And how do you show that love? By laying down your life for others. Which brings us to the third point here. And they love not their lives. unto the death. See, if you're going to be saved, it's not a matter of going to church and saying, hallelujah, praise God, glory, glory. I mean, you might want to do that. You might get moved to do it. Hallelujah, praise God, I've done it. I'd actually run around the church a couple times. Hank remembers me sitting one time at a dining room table. We're just sitting around the dining room table talking. The Lord hit me. I'm up jumping, running around, praising God like an idiot. Everybody, and one guy said, is he all right? Is he okay? And sitting there commonly, yeah. She's sitting there calm. Oh, yeah, he's all right. Don't worry about it. He does this all the time. Was that about how it went? You might think I'm crazy to do that, and that's all right. You can do it, but I love it. And when I'm going to take any time the Lord wants to push my button, I'm going to say, yes, sir, let's go. Praise God. And you sit there like a bump on a log if you want to, or a log on a bump if you prefer. It don't matter. But when the Spirit of the Lord hits me, I'm going to cut loose. Don't get scared. I'll be all right. You may not be, but I will be. You can't love your life and love God. See, here's the secret. You want to know the secret? The secret is you love His life more than your own. Huh? What'd he say? You got to love His life more than your own. And how are you going to love His life more than your own if you don't know what His life is? And how are you going to learn what His life is if you don't study Him? Amen. Now, we got some young guys in here. A couple young ones that are at that age where their brains don't function quite right. That's right. I know I was one of them. Their brains don't function quite right. They like girls. Now, girls, there's nothing wrong with girls. I like girls. I got one. Married her. She said, that's all you get. And that's all right. I got three daughters. I like girls. But these young men, they get kind of brain funny when they like girls. But you know what's interesting about a young man when he meets a girl that he likes, he thinks he might like? He says, ooh, I like her. She's pretty. Yeah, he'll go to somebody, what's her name? Her name's Mary Lou. Okay. He puts that in his mind. What's her favorite color? What's her favorite food? What kind of drink does she like? I mean, they want to know everything about that girl so they can win that girl. Amen? Is it truth? And you want to know what? You girls are just as bad. Yeah, I bet I've heard some stories, Scott. I'll amen that one too. You girls are just as bad. You get your eyeballs on a boy and you like his look, you're going to want to know his name and what he likes, and you're going to try to calm the pure living daylights out of him, make him think you're the greatest thing ever walked the face of the earth. Huh? It's the truth. And what you don't realize is, if you even halfway succeed, he's going to con you right back. See, when it's all about you, you'll never know the truth. But on the other hand, if you could take half of that energy and putting it into knowing who Jesus is, huh? If you could take that same kind of energy and put it into knowing Jesus, then, young man, God will bring you the right woman. Amen? Even if you don't want her. And young women, God will bring you the right man even if you don't want him. You don't believe it? Ask my wife. She's known me since 1976. And if you hear her story, she'll tell you that she knew I was a man of God, but she did not like me. Isn't that weird? I mean, I am such a likable guy.
Amen.
You already got a husband. Don't worry about me. Oh, I love it. I remember one day we were in revival. We were in tent revival in... No, it was that other place up there, Claremont. It was in Claremont, and this woman comes up to my wife. A woman comes up to my wife, and she says, "You're just so blessed to have him as a husband." And it was all my wife could do not to fall out laughing. And she was doing a pretty good job of it until Robin started laughing. Amen. But she didn't like me. She thought I was male chauvinist pig. For those of you listening, she just said, "and other things." I thought I was a nice guy. My only problem was I didn't care what you thought. The only thing I cared about was what God thought. I don't care about how you feel. I care about how God feels. Somebody come up to me and say, "Preacher, you rubbed me the wrong way." I said, "No, I don't. You just turned the wrong way. Turn around. It'll be the right way." "Preacher, you turned me off." "No, I don't. You ain't never been turned on. You got to get turned on. And when you get turned on to Jesus Christ, you're not going to get turned off." Amen. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen when you taste. When you taste of that heavenly love and you partake of that heavenly anointing and that wonderful grace, you can't get enough of it. You can't not get enough of it. And the secret's right here. It's right here. The blood of the Lamb. the word of your testimony. When you receive Jesus Christ, look for opportunities to share Jesus. Look for opportunities. If they think you're crazy, that's all right. To them, you are. But sooner or later, you're going to find one that says, tell me more. Can I have some of that? And you'll be in a position to give it to them. If you love not your life unto the death. I was talking earlier today how I hate getting up in public and speaking. I've been doing it for 41 years. I still hate it. But it's not about what I like. It's about what he likes. And he knows that I will get up here and I will speak those things that he gives me as he gives them to me. For you. And it's not that hard for you to come to that place where you can be that vessel that he uses. Many have heard me over the years. Steve reminds people of it every now and then. Where I say, pour it in, Lord, and I can pour it out. I love it when he pours it in. And I pour it out. Because then it's all about him. These messages this week is all about him. And to help you learn how to partake fully of all the goodness God has. I was sitting in the room with the door closed and I was praying. And in my spirit, I saw this land is covered with angels. It's covered with angels. And the night is going to come, or the day, when those angels are going to come bearing gifts. They're going to be here bearing gifts. All you got to do is receive them. All you got to do is take it. There's only one thing they ain't going to bring. A gift of Purdy for me. You're going to have to put up with the way I look for a while. When I get to heaven, I'm not going to look like this. I'm going to be that good looking man I was when I was 18, 19 years old. Right now, you're going to have to put up with what you see. And that's okay. Right? Because it's not about me. It's about Jesus. You have opportunity every day to give up your life. You know, I just don't understand some people the way they hang on to their lives. I'm a Southern boy. We got any Southern boys in here? I know we do. You ever seen an old hound dog with a bone? Huh? He just worry that bone and he'll protect that bone. And don't try to take it away from him. You'll end up looking like that guy right there. He'll take your arm. Or your hand. Am I right or wrong? So what you got to do is you don't try to take that bone away from them. You bring a pork chop. Get you a nice, juicy pork chop. And you wave it in front of that old hound. And that hound gets one whiff of that pork chop, he's going to drop that bone. and he's going to go for the pork chop. Some of you carry burdens. You carry hurts. You don't know how to turn them loose. You hang on to them. And you hang on to them. And the longer you hang on to them, the uglier they get. All I want to do is hand you a pork chop. Don't be like the guy that had a cat that died. And oh, he loved that cat. And he didn't want to do away with that cat, so he just buried him in the backyard and left his tail sticking up. After a while, he got thinking about that old cat. He said, oh, I sure miss that old cat. I got to go check it out and see how he's doing. And he walked back in and he grabs that cat by the tail. Ooh, he ain't looking so good now. Bugs crawling out of his eye sockets, you know. I better put him back in the ground, you know. A little while later on, I miss that cat. I'm sure the cat's going to be better now. I'm going to go check him out, you know. And pull him up out. Ooh, now he stinketh a lot, too. I mean, that cat's really in bad shape now. And you see, some of the stuff you have in your lives is just like that cat. You try to bury it, but you leave the tail up. And every now and then, you go visit that cat. And every time you visit it, it's uglier than it was the first time. Just bury it and be done with it. Just dig a hole and bury it and cover it up and forget about it. Because there's better things to remember. There's Jesus Christ and His glory and His love and His power and His might that He has for you to walk in. A joy that He has for you to be clothed in. A righteousness that comes from God Himself to clothe you in. And nothing on this earth can take it away from you once He gives it to you. If you hold on to it, it's yours. It's yours. Don't let anyone take away the joy. Doesn't matter what happens to you. Doesn't matter who does what. It's your spirit and your soul. Do what you want with this body. It doesn't matter. Because this body's going in the ground, it's going to look like that old cat. But my soul and my spirit, they're going to stand with Jesus. And they're going to be clothed in the righteousness of God and in the glory of His brightness. That's what I'm looking for. Didn't mean to scare you, James. That's what I'm looking for. How about you?
praise your name, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Folks, Richard mentioned, but I just want to remind you, is that after this meeting, we will have fellowship over there where we're going to be able to bring up what came up, what we learned out of the meeting today. And I know we did it after the morning session this morning, and I know many of you attended, and it was a great blessing. And those of us who've been part of the ministry for a long time, it's like dessert. I hope you'll join us. May the Lord bless you, folks.
We got one more. That's not it. That was my bad.
Oh, buddy.
I'm all programmed and everything. In the wrong place.
Over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Sing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Well, if I do get there before I do,
coming for to carry me home.
Just tell my friends that I'm coming too,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Sometimes up and sometimes down,
coming for to carry me home.
But still my soul is heavenly bound,
coming for to carry me home.
Sing low,
sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Sing it again.
Coming for to carry me home. Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
One more time.
Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Dismissed.